Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode.
Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and today we are doing another one of our playbook breakdowns from our newsletter audience. So that said, this one is going out to Joe. Joe is targeting growth-minded operators at independent orthopedic practices, specifically the CEO and COO, and he's got about 400 accounts, which is awesome. So Joe, thank you for getting that specific. The product is a 24/7 chat access pathway, specifically allowing practices to create chat-based guidance service to their community. So it sounds like a really easy way to answer common questions and get them out of the right different resources. And the last thing that we're looking for would be 10 meetings a month. So I will say on that audience size, we're looking to convert then 25-30% of our target accounts into meetings in this year, which like viable, just depending on the levels of engagement that they currently have and the cost around the product. So there are things that we would want to consider on that front, on the viability. And then the other thing is, if we're starting with a cold audience, which I don't know engagement here, there's a lot that I don't know, might be backloaded towards the back half of the year, to where you're getting like 1, 2, 3 meetings in the front half of the year. And then the back half of the year, it's 15, because we built so much engagement. And then the other thing, and admittedly, I just don't know, that I don't think we talk about enough, generally speaking, would just be like budget cycles and buying trends, especially for independent orthopedic practices. I read that as like a small business that's likely locally owned, that is very like regional. We don't know their buying trends. The other thing is people buy on random fiscals. Or the other thing is like the pain is big enough. You know, I'm personally run an independent marketing agency of 15 people. Like, bank is big. Buy anything. I got the cards. So like, it's not crazy. So, again, like, all of these are going to be run a little bit differently. There's just some difficulties on that front around when do people actually need to make their purchases? When are people going to experience this problem? Is there a certain growth stage? Now I'm really thinking through it a little bit more. What we want to do is get more specific on just, is there a specific revenue amount or headcount that these practices are experiencing where like they have so many customers that they can't answer all the questions, and then the investment in your tool makes the most sense. From a targeting perspective, I'd focus there on what's the change in their business that has then made this a major problem, and then we can really build that pain in that problem, which is like you're missing new opportunities or you're seeing a decrease in your customer satisfaction, like a lower review. Again, if they're local, then like lower Google reviews really hurt them in like a ton of ways because they'll show up next to other competitors that have a 5-star. Even though they may provide a higher quality service, it's just the higher quality service that they're providing has gotten them more customers that they can't all serve, and then they've got a negative review and so on and so forth. So just like identifying where or what changes in their business where this product then makes the most sense and it's a clear ROI. That would be the first thing that I would identify just within our data set. And then from there, the next thing we would want to identify is where are these people hanging out? So in a past episode for independent businesses, we talked about associations, communities. Those are really great plays to get national scale sometimes because it's going to be really geographically specific. The other thing is I would geomap these 400 accounts and see if there are cohorts of accounts where you could get a greater ad spend because you could do specifically geofenced targeting on something like a Google or on Meta or on LinkedIn. It wouldn't necessarily need to be geofenced. You would just go after the specific companies, but I don't know that your buyers are going to be on LinkedIn. So if I did geofencing on Google or Meta, that'd be likely the best fit. And the last component here is just, yeah, just creating some form of content and webinar and, I don't know, some kind of an interactive demo experience. I think that would go a long way. If you can, I'm just, the more I'm looking at this, these are people that need to understand that one, the problem isn't abnormal. Like the problems that they're experiencing, forgive me, these are good problems to solve. If I'm reading what your product does correctly, which is like you have so much demand on your time and your business that you can't answer everyone's questions personally anymore. And that's a good problem because it means your business is growing and like you're not doing anything wrong. You're not crazy. Like it's just part of growing the business. And we help you with that by doing these things. And if you want to accomplish these things, this is the next step. Showing and giving a positive experience and then just testimonials and a lot, ideally like video testimonials of people that look like them, both in firmographics and everything. So I would aim into something like that. And then the other thing would be potentially some kind of content where if you did a 30-minute webinar once a month, and I say 30 minutes, because when most webinars are an hour and they don't need to be an hour, and two, you could do it during somebody's lunch break, and you make this something. I actually don't know that it's a webinar. I think it's a podcast approach, because if you went on a podcast and created a podcast that's, and I talked about this on a past episode with independent advisors, but independent orthopedics, like, you just talked about the journey of growing the business. Because again, one of the other things that I've recently heard and thought was super helpful is like most entrepreneurs aren't entrepreneurs at first. They're tacticians that like then have to learn entrepreneurship. That might be the same in the orthopedic realm where they start as an orthopedist and then they have to grow into being a business owner. Like outlining what that journey looks like and inviting them to a podcast. If you did a podcast twice a week, like that's 8 meetings a month. So like, and granted you have to convert those meetings and there's a lot more that goes into that, but the podcast plan might be the best approach for you. And now that I'm really looking at it and really thinking through it, yeah, it's 400 accounts. Like you invited 400 accounts in the next month under your show and you land all these interviews. You could actually speak with all these accounts in the next like 4 months. It'd be a ton of work, but like you can reach the decision makers, all these accounts through a podcast in like the next 4 months. And then 70-80% will say yes. So you'll just be cranking out a bunch of meetings, but you'll get to meet all of them, have conversations, have reasons to keep them engaged with your brand. And then inevitably you just let them know at the end of the episode. And this is how I do it. And it's a really light ask, but just, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, if there's anything I can ever do for you, just let me know. Would really love to be super helpful. Like obviously through the show, we meet like a bunch of people just like you. And then as a side note, like our business is to help orthopedists with this jam flow that helps answer common questions that people experience on the website. If you've got any buddies that are same space that are like rapidly growing and they can't answer all their customers' questions anymore, that's something we can help them do. So we really appreciate any referrals you can send our way. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show and just seeding it that way. If you frame it as like growing like crazy and can't answer all their customers' questions anymore, then they may opt in themselves and go, shoot, we've been growing like crazy. And yeah, we've got a backlog of customer questions. People getting frustrated with this because we can't answer all their questions. But we help with that. And then you're in the sales. I think everything else I just outlined is helpful from an awareness perspective. But if you do all of that at the awareness stage and then based on levels of engagement with the ad programming, you go straight into a podcast play where you're creating content for the audience, making them the hero, and then building one-to-one relationships. I think that's a really good play for you, just given the audience that we're going after. This number of accounts is like a very manageable number of accounts. And then the goal is 10 meetings a month. If you do that through podcasting, you can easily get 10 meetings a month. So hopefully this is all helpful. If you have any other thoughts or questions, always feel free to reach out. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.